I love the snow flurries today. It's just getting me in the holiday spirit. And you can get in the holiday spirit, too, in Hancock County. And with me from Hancock County Tourism and Visitor Center, we have Miss Bridget Jones, the Executive Director. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. And it was a pretty cold morning.
That's right. And the snow was flying on my way here. So
I know.
It's getting us all in the Christmas spirit.
I know. And you've got so many things happening in Hancock County. Tell us about them.
Lots of cool things are happening. This weekend, Santa's making the rounds in Hancock County.
But he's hitting it hard there too, isn't
he's
he?
He's hitting it very hard. He's going to be a busy guy. So a lot of our communities are doing their Christmas stuff going on. So up in Fortville from 12 to 7, Winterfest is going to be going on. They have vendors, they have food, they have a parade. They also have some snowflake princesses and some ice ninjas, so the little kids can compete in that. Carriage rides, family photos, and, of course, a tree lighting. So that is a kind of an afternoon event. Greenfield will be having their Christmas light parade. It starts at 5:45. Now, that one's kind of a unique one. Because that one, all of the units that are in that parade have to have like 1,000 Christmas lights on it.
Ooh.
So it is a lighted parade.
Wow.
So it's a very short parade. So if it's a little cold, it won't be too bad. So it's not like you're going to be standing around for a long time. So all the units have Christmas lights on them. So they're all lit up and they have music. And the Riley Festival Queen and her court, I know I've got good word from them that those girls are going to be hula hooping and doing some hula hoops down the road. So that's going to kind of cool. And of course, Santa will be arriving and there will be a lighting of the Christmas tree. That will happen in Greenfield, all of that. And that's when the Santa House officially opens behind the Hancock County Courthouse. And then, of course, later that evening, if you're still in town, the Friends of the Theater, which is a relatively new group to Greenfield, will be putting on Christmas at the Ricks. Now, this is a show. It's a variety show. And it used to happen at the Ricks several years ago. And the Friends of the Theater, which is a new not-for-profit group that is supporting the renovation and upkeep of the historic Ricks Theater in downtown Greenfield. This is a fundraiser for them. Their goal is to preserve the marquee, which we have a very nice, big, lighted marquee.
You do. Very nice.
So they want to raise money. This is a ticketed event. You can get more information at the Friends of the Theater .org website, but they've got a lot of different groups that are coming in and performing. The Mount Vernon Acapella Group, the Brandywine Wind, Hearts Blaze Cloggers, and the Wilkerson Dance Studio Dancers will all be there. So they're all going to be doing some, there's a lot of different things, singers, dancers, performers, doing lots of, and of course, you know, maybe Santa might be making an appearance there too. You know, like I said, he's a busy guy in Hancock County. And of course, Cumberland is doing their Vinox Mart, which is their traditional event. It lasts from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. over in Cumberland. Now, Cumberland is celebrating their German heritage, which is this is a very kind of a unique thing for that community. They will have food and entertainment. Of course, Santa will be making an appearance. They will have carriage rides. But the Flying Toasters takes the stage at 7 p.m. So if you want to hear some really great music, they do have over 30 vendors and the kids' tent. There are lots of fun family activities for that particular community. Of course, we round out the stuff. Shirley will be having their Christmas walk at the Shirley Octagon House, and it'll be actually the first two weekends in December. So you can tour through the Shirley Octagon House, which has got all Christmas trees in every single room. But they have usually it's chicken noodle dinner that's a charge. You have to pay a fee to eat the meal. However, to tour through the house, that is free. So that will be the first two weekends in December. And then on December 7th, New Palestine will be having their Christmas walk in downtown New Palestine, where they will have fun games. They will have treats for kids and downtown shopping in downtown New Palestine. So that kind of rounds out our Christmas celebration, other than we do have Christmas movies at the Ricks and that will be going on, a variety of different movies. Polar Express, I know, is the first one that's going to be shown. So it's coming up. You'll just have to go look to greenfieldmainstreet.org to find out, because they're doing the Christmas movies downtown. Also, they're doing carriage rides from the Riley home, too. So that's something that they support, and lots of Christmas stuff going on. So we would love to have folks from Shelby County and around to come and visit us in Hancock County. Lots of stuff going on.
Yes.
You can create your Christmas story in Hancock County here and find out about all of this wonderful stuff and visit in HancockCounty.org.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Excited, Bridget.
Yep.